Kelowna. The UNBC Timberwolves men's basketball program ended 2023 on a positive note, posting a 77-72 victory over the host UBC Okanagan Heat Saturday. Fifth-year sharpshooter Chris Ross led the charge for the visitors with 19 points and 11 rebounds. 18 of those points came courtesy of 6 threes, which matched his previous Canada West best. Ross was the offensive and defensive leader for UNBC. His double-double effort combined with his 6 successful threes, 3 assists and 1 steal made him the Earls Road Warrior of the game. Yevgeny Baukin picked up 17 points and Justin Sunga had 10 points, 5 assists and 7 rebounds. Jalen Shirley shot a game-high 24 points for UBC Okanagan, while Jas Doodwill pulled down 12 rebounds. Less than 24 hours removed from a 94-66 victory over the Heat, Todd Jordan's club wasted little time in putting their pedal back down to the metal. UNBC kicked off the game with a 10-0 run, which was highlighted by a Ross triple off a smooth inbound transition from the UNBC side of the floor. After the Heat posted their first basket of the quarter, UNBC answered with a 12-0 run en route to a 27-11 first quarter lead. Ross notched 2 of UNBC's 4 first-quarter threes while Baukin and Darren Hunter added the others. Ross and Baukin each had 7 points while defensively UNBC held the Heat to just 3 for 20 from the field. Baukin added 8 more points in the second quarter on 4 for 7 shooting. The versatile Russian would lead all scorers with 15 points through the opening half for a 54-32 edge. The UBCO comeback bid intensified in the third as the Heat outscored the T-Wolves 19-13. The Heat kept chipping away and certainly provided some nervous moments for UNBC in the final quarter. Shirley shot 4 for 6 and contributed 10 points of his team's 21 total in the fourth to get within a single point in the waning moments of the quarter. Spencer Ledoux supplied a clutch bucket from down low to make the score a 75-72 UNBC lead, and Josh Gillespie then cemented the victory by drilling both of his free throws. UNBC, 5-3, will now head into their exam, holiday break in a 3-game winning streak. They're back on the court at Northern Sports Center on Friday, January 5 against the Lethbridge Pronghorns.